paragraph hey. Again, this is all tied into Hanukkah, because on Hanukkah, Im Yetz Hashem, tonight is going to be the first candle of Hanukkah, Tuf Shin Ayin Aleph. And we in Alanisim, Rav Nosson Zal points out that in Bimei Matisil, even though the miracle of Hanukkah, there were two major miracles of Hanukkah. One of them was the war with the Greeks. Rabim biat miatim, tmeim biat tohoirim. The Greeks were ruling the world. They were the most powerful kingdom in the world, socially, culturally, and physically, army-wise. How do you say that? Militarily. On all fronts, they were in charge. They had control of the world. And Hashem made a miracle that this handful of Jews, of tzaddikim, had the azus tikdusha. They had the guts, they had the faith in Hashem, the complete trust in Hashem to go up against the Greek kingdom and topple it, you know, and win and take back control of the Beis HaMikdash and all the holy sites and purify everything and make a whole new beginning. That's miracle number one. Miracle number two is the miracle with the oil. Rav Nosson Zal says that that if you look in Bimei Matisyo, it says V'kovu Yemei Chanukah Elu, our rabbis established these days of Chanukah Lohoidois Ulahalel, to praise Hashem and thank Hashem. It doesn't make mention of the oil in that whole paragraph. There's such focus, there's such importance given, not that the oil isn't important, it's very important, but there's tremendous emphasis being placed that this holiday is a holiday for every Jew to open our eyes and learn this important lesson in Yiddishkeit, that one of the most critical parts in Yiddishkeit, and especially in Tefillah, is this Lahoidoi Sulahalil, to really go big in seeing, remembering, scratching your head and dusting it off and being able to go back and remember all the good things from today, yesterday, 10 years ago, 25 years ago, all the good things, and to express gratitude and appreciation for them. And that's the key to strengthening one's emuna, bitochin, and tefillah for what they need today. Paragraph hey, v'ze b'chinas ma she'tzrichim lahamshich ha'simcha v'akidusha shel Shabbos l'sheish esimeachol ha'mavur shom b'soif ha'toranal. Rav Nosson Zal says, now I'm going to give you a whole new interpretation and a whole new understanding in what Rabbeinu Zal said at the end of the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're dealing with in this halacha. Torah Beis and Likutei Moran Tanina, whereby towards the end, Rabbeinu Zal has a whole paragraph speaking about drawing the joy and happiness of Shabbos into the weekdays. Rabbeinu Zal there basically says, the weekdays are terrible. The weekdays are Sitra Achra, it's Avdus Sheshes Yom Tavoid. The weekdays are slavery, servitude, unhappiness, darkness, etc. And the only way a person can survive the weekdays is if they can bring Shabbos into the weekdays, if they can draw the light, happiness, joy, holiness of Shabbos into the weekdays. That's what Rabbeinu Zal says there. Now that sounds like something in theory. How do I apply that? What do I do? In this next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us, give us an example of how this happens in real life. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Shaidei Toida Halacha Zoichin Sheyoiru Shloishes Kave Hoemes Beribue Hadibur. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to take us on a very quick, short tour of that chapter in Likutei Moran. We mentioned that chapter in Likutei Moran covers like 10, 15 important points. Rav Nosson Zal is going to list the buzzwords now. How Rabbeinu Zal says there that A and B lead to C, which leads to D and E and F, etc., etc. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that through toida means thanks offering, and through halacha, the study of halacha, which is the bottom line of limud haTorah, that after all the learning of the Chumash and the Mishnayis and the Gemara, what's the halacha? What do I do? Am I allowed to? Am I not allowed? Should I? Shouldn't I? שיידי זה זויכן להמשך הקדושה והשמחה של שבת. I'm sorry, so Rabbeinu Zal says there, through those two things, a Jew is zoiche to shine the three channels of truth into the four sections of speech. Shaydei zeh, and when you accomplish that, you are zoiche to draw the holiness and joy of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, you'll see that that's the terminology that Rabbeinu Zal uses. And Rabbeinu Zal brings psukim and gemaras, like he usually does, to support this. But what in the world is he talking about? What does that mean? What do three channels of truth mean? What do four types of... How does that apply to me now, today? Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this all in the next few pages. Hainu. Ki toido mevien kishayoytsin mehatsoro. Kemoy shekoso sham. A korban toido is brought when a Jew is released from a problem, from a major crisis. The Gemara says there are four people who bring a korban toida: a person who was imprisoned by the non-Jewish government, and he didn't know if he was going to make it out alive or not. When he's finally released, he brings a korban toida: a person who crosses the ocean. In those days, in the olden days, crossing the ocean, today also to a degree, but in those days for sure, was taking your life into your hands. It was very, very dangerous to have ships and proper captains and with the weather conditions and everything to be able to make it to the other end of the ocean. Or a person who crosses the desert. Or a person who goes through a major life-threatening illness. And in all of these four cases, a person comes out of it alive, he brings korban toida. The pasuk says, V'choil hachayim yoyducha sela. Those that are alive give praise to Hashem. The word yoyducha is milosh and toida. The word chayim spells the first letters. Choile, person who is sick. The yud, first yud is yam, crossing the ocean. The second yud is yisurim, imprisonment. And the mem is midbar, crossing the desert. That these are four examples of people who are in a major, major crisis. And when they get out of that crisis, when they get out of that problem, they bring a korban toida. Kamei shekosu sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes. V'hatoido hi bechinas shashu olam haba. Kamei shekosu sham. And toida is also the pleasure of olam haba. Rabbeinu Zal says that the Gemara says that in the future, all other sacrifices are going to disappear. You know what we're going to have in the future? Toida. Which tells us that the future world, Olam Haba, is going to be Toida. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And praising Hashem and realizing Hashem's goodness. In the future, it's going to be all praise and thanking Hashem. Because then all the problems and suffering that we're experiencing in this world are not going to be. They're going to disappear completely. It'll be all good, all wonderful. Therefore, the Jewish, we're not going to have to ask for anything. We're not going to say, Hashem, give me your refuah shleima, give it. We're not going to need those things. Therefore, the tefillah is going to be only thank you and praising Hashem. Lohoidoi sulahale lishmo yizborach. Avot tzrichen lahamshich kedushas oilam habo gam boilam hazeh. However, we know that all the Sforim tell us in many different ways that a Jew has to try to draw oilam haba into oilam hazeh. Because oilam hazeh is a place of suffering. If you're going to leave Olam Hazeh as just Olam Hazeh, you're going to have a very, very rough time. So therefore, in order for a Jew to survive Olam Hazeh and to succeed in Olam Hazeh, he has to be able to tap into Olam Haba. He has to be able to get a sneak preview and to taste a little bit of Olam Haba even while he's in Olam Hazeh in order to get him through it, in order for him to be able to manage with all the struggles and difficulties of Olam Hazeh. Another way of saying that is to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the weekdays. ki Shabbos bechinas Olam Haba, because Shabbos is referred to as a taste of Olam Haba, shekuloi toiv, where it's all good, v'imei achoil hu bechinas Olam Hazeh, shemolei yisurim v'tzoros rachmanoslam. And the weekdays represent Olam Hazeh, this physical world, which is full of suffering and pain and problems. Kamaisha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Odom lo omol yulod, man was born into this world to struggle. Uchsiv, and the Pasuk says, Gam kol yomov kas umachoivos, his entire life is anger and pain, suffering. Aval Hashem Yisborech chofetz b'kiyum ha'olam. However, Hashem wants us to survive. He wants the world to exist and to go on. Umamtik umevatel b'chol pam yisurei v'tzoros ha'olam hazeh b'chazdoi v'tuvoi v'yishuosoi shemisnagim onu b'chol yom v'yoyim. And Hashem sweetens and eliminates the pain and the suffering all the time through his tremendous kindness and goodness and salvation that he provides for us every single day. Every single day he's doing all kinds of things to make it better, to make it easier. Utzrichim lehistakel al zeh heitev. And a Jew has to look at that carefully. Person has to open their eye. What about the majority of people who you tell this to and they say, hey man, you're crazy. I don't know about your life, but in my life, there's nothing to look for. It's just rotten. It's just no good, period. Rav Nosenzalf saying, those people are walking around with their eyes closed. They're fooling themselves. They're not really, really searching to look, to be able to find and identify and focus on the good points in their life. Everybody, no exceptions at all whatsoever. Everybody has certain good points. And a person has to look at this carefully. Al kol hatoivoy shegomal aleinu, or all the good things that Hashem has done for us. Ulahavi toida v'hoido al zekanam, and to offer a korban toida, to offer a thank you, a real genuine thank you for that. V'ze bechinas shemamshichim hakedusha v'hasimcha shel Shabbos l'sheishes me'achoyim. This is an example of drawing Shabbos into the weekday. Hainu, hakedusha v'asimcha shel Olam Haba. Because Shabbos is synonymous with Olam Haba. Shabbos is synonymous with goodness, happiness. We say, horachmanu yanchileinu yoyim shekulay toiv. Olam Haba is called yoyim shekulay toiv, wall-to-wall good. And Shabbos is a taste of Olam Haba. So Shabbos is wall-to-wall goodness. And we have to draw some of that goodness into the darkness, into the pain and suffering and problems. Sheu kulay Shabbos, Olam Haba kulay Shabbos. Sheoz ikara hatoida v'ahoido. That's when we're going to have the real praise and the real korban toida. Ikara hatoida yamshichu gam bo olam hazeh. And then we'll be able to draw that into this world, even while we're still living in this world, gam be'eis hatzora, while we're still going through the problems and the difficulties, shafilu be'eis tzora chas v'shalom, that even while I'm going through suffering and problems, yistaklu al hatoivos she'os Hashem yisborach imanu adheina, the person to focus on, to look at, to realize, to remember, and grab hold of, and focus on the good things that Hashem has done for me till now. You get a guy who's in jail, Rahman, so he's in prison. And he's sick. He hates everything about it. The food stinks. The company stinks. Can't go anywhere. Can't do any. Yes, this person can give you a list of 1,000 things that are no good today in his life. And if this person just sticks to that, he's going to die. He's going to rot, chas v'shalom. Whereas if this person can remember, you know, I'm 42 years old now, or I'm 32. Baruch Hashem, I had my years with my parents, and I had some good times in school, and I'm married, and I have can focus on the different all. If he can concentrate, remember the good things, and really, really concentrate on that, and thank Hashem for those things in a big, big way, וגם בהצורה בעצמה, בוודאי יש איזה הרחובה, and even within the problem, within the crisis that he's going through right now, there is something good about it. There is something that could be much worse. There is some point where Baruch Hashem, at least for this, כשמסתכלים היטב, if a person really looks carefully and well, they'll be able to find that. They'll be able to realize that. כמי שכוסב אדמור זל על פוסק בצור הרחפתו לי. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in a very small, a short chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 195, Ayin Sham Heitev. That's where Rabbeinu Zal reveals this tremendous chiddush, this tremendous advice, that when a person is in a tzor, when a person is in a constriction, when he's in a very tight spot, herchaftoli, he has to be able to find how in the tzor, in the constriction, there is harchova, there is some expansiveness, there is some space, to be able to find the good in their current situation even, how it could really be much, much worse, and at least I have this now, at least Ayin Shom Heitev. Look at that chapter on the Likutei Moran very well. Val ze tzrichen lohavi toida. And when a person realizes that, when a person realizes they remember the good times, or when they're able to find something good about their current situation, lohoidois, the person has to bring the toida, lohoidois, o lahal eshmois borach, alovar, to thank Hashem in a big way for the past, and that'll open up the person's mouth and heart to be able to ask for what he needs in the future. Rav Nosson Zal said this so, you know, you reiterate, that it's almost impossible for a person to realize their current situation, you know, correctly, and be able to really open up to Hashem and beg Hashem for help, really express themselves the way they need to express themselves regarding everything they need. It's just about impossible to do that unless you will first remind yourself of some good things, happy things, number one, in your current situation, and especially in the past, and focus, dwell on that for a while. Dwell on the good. Dwell on the happiness. And thank Hashem for it as broadly as you can. Spend as much time as you can thanking Hashem and praising Hashem for that. And that'll be your springboard. That's a natural flow into asking Hashem for what you need currently. Without that, it's very possible that your heart will be closed, your mouth will be closed, and the doors will be closed. Hashem has the door closed. V'ze b'chinas lecho ezbar zevach toido uveshem Hashem ekra. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this pasuk. This pasuk teaches you this whole secret. First, Hashem, to you, I offer a thanks offering, and then I call out to you, Hashem. Shem Hashem ekra means I ask Hashem for what I need. I remember years ago when Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha was living, and I was going to be going to the States. I was going to be visiting America from when I was living in Eretz Yisrael. I was going to be going to see a particular individual to try to ask him for major help on certain things we were working on at the time. And Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha said it at the time so naturally, I remember. He said, remember, when you go see him, first thank him, you know, for what he did in the past. Remind him. He forgot. Right, and the way he said it, he probably forgot, you know, or certainly it's not in the forefront of his mind that 10 years ago he did this and this fabulous thing. You have to remind him about it and thank him for it. And then you tell him about what's going on now. And obviously when you think about this, it's such a natural thing. Because again, there are so many reasons why people can't hear someone's problems or somebody's needs, especially today. Every second there's somebody else knocking on the door, where there's another crisis, and people become hardened and toughened to it, where their natural walls up, that I believe it, but I can't hear it, I can't handle anymore. So how do you break that? How do you get through that? The answer is, this is the secret weapon. The secret weapon is toido hoido. That if you can remind the person of something good, a about themselves. If you can say something good, joyous, happy, person asks you, how you doing? 99% of people say, what do you mean, how I doing? Everybody, you know the situation. Everybody's having a rough time. That's not the Jewish response. A Jew does not respond that way. How am I doing? Baruch Hashem, wonderful. I mean, everything is okay? No, there are things, you know, when we get into more detail, but my first answer, my first statement is a positive one, a clear positive one. My first statement is, thank you, Hashem. Thank you that I'm here to have problems. There are people who wish they were here and had problems, and they're not here anymore. They don't have the problems that I have because they don't have life. Rahman al-Islam, chas v'shalom.